Once upon a time, there was a small village with a peaceful stream running through it. In order to get from one part of the village to the other, the townsfolk had to cross a tiny but beautiful bridge. Early one morning, the baker was carrying his fresh pies and cakes to market. As the baker approached the bridge, he noticed a pig sitting on one of the walls.
"Oh dear," said the baker. "There's a pig sitting on the wall of the bridge. He might try to eat my pies and cakes."
But the pig just sat there looking up in the sky.
"Oh, good, he's looking in the sky. I can cross in safety."
As the baker got closer, he could hear the pig speaking. The pig was saying,
"Yep, here I am, just sitting on the bridge, just looking up in the sky, minding my own business, just waiting for snack time."
And with that, the pig jumped off the wall onto the baker's tray and shoved all the pies and cakes into its mouth. The baker looked at his empty tray and he looked at the pig. And do you know what the pig did? The pig burped.
"Oh, what a pig you are!"
"Oh, thank you,"
said the pig. And the baker stormed off. A little later in the day, an old peasant woman was bringing her vegetables and eggs to market. As she approached the bridge, she saw the pig sitting on one of the walls.
"Oh dear, there's a pig sitting on the wall of the bridge. He's going to try to eat my vegetables and eggs."
But the pig just sat there looking up in the sky.
"Oh good, he's looking up in the sky. I can cross in safety."
As the old woman got closer to the bridge, she could hear the pig speaking. The pig was saying,
"Yep, here I am, just sitting on the bridge, just looking up in the sky, minding my own business, just waiting for snack time!"
And with that, the pig jumped off the wall into the woman's basket and shoved all the vegetables and eggs into his mouth. The old woman looked at her empty basket. Then she looked at the pig. And do you know what the pig did? The pig burped.
"Oh, what a pig you are!"
"Oh, thank you."
And the old woman stormed off. Later in the day, it was the candy maker's turn to bring his chocolate treats to market. As he approached the bridge, do you know who was sitting on the wall? That's right, the pig.
Oh dear, there's a pig sitting on the wall of the bridge. He's going to try to eat my chocolate treats."
But the pig just sat there looking up in the sky.
Oh good, he's looking in the sky. I can cross in safety."
Think he'll make it? Let's find out. As the candy maker got close to the bridge, he could hear the pig speaking. Do you know what the pig was saying? That's right. He was saying,
"Yep, here I am, just sitting on the bridge, just looking up in the sky, minding my own business, just waiting for snack time!"
And with that, the pig jumped off the wall, into the boxes, and shoved all the chocolate treats into his mouth. The candy maker looked at his empty boxes. He looked at the pig. And do you know what the pig did? The pig burped.
"Oh, what a pig you are!"
"Oh, thank you."
And the candy maker stormed off. Well, by this time, everyone in the village had gathered at the town hall, and they were demanding that something be done about this pig. Then the burgomaster, he's the head of the village, he came out and he said,
"Calm down, everyone, calm down. Yes, yes, we will do something about this pig. Now, does anyone have any ideas on how to take care of this pig? Anyone at all?"
People were grumbling back and forth. And then from the back of the room came a little voice saying, "I have an idea."
Wait, everyone quiet down. Who said that? Calm down, everyone."
The rumbling and grumbling stopped. Everyone turned to the back of the room and looked down. There was a little peasant girl. She said, "I have an idea."
"Come here, little girl, tell me your idea."
So she came up to the burgomaster and whispered her idea in his ear. He started to laugh, saying,
"That is an excellent idea. You will be richly rewarded. Gods, bring this girl a case of my best bubblegum."
The girl took the bubblegum and ran right home with it. But in order to get home, she had to cross the bridge. And do you know who was on the bridge? That's right, the pig.
Oh dear, that pig's still sitting on the bridge. He might try to eat my bubble gum. But the pig just sat there looking up in the sky. Oh good, he's looking in the sky. I can cross in safety. The little girl started to run to the bridge with her bubble gum, and as she got closer, she could hear the pig speaking. Do you know what the pig was saying? That's right, he was saying,
"Yep, here I am, just sitting on the bridge, just looking up in the sky, minding my own business, just waiting for snack time!"
And with that, the pig jumped off the wall, into her box, and shoved all the bubblegum into his mouth. The little girl looked at the empty box, then she looked at the pig, and the pig tried to burp, but no sound came out, just a big pink bubble. And the pig tried to talk, but the bubble just kept getting bigger and bigger. And soon the pig started to float off the ground, and he floated up in the sky, and he floated away, and he was never ever seen in the village again. Well, the entire village was so happy with the girl's wonderful idea. The baker gave her fresh pies and cakes, the old woman gave her vegetables and eggs, the candy maker gave her chocolate treats, and the burgermeister gave her all the bubble gum she ever wanted to eat. And everybody, except for the pig, lived happily ever after.